So tonight we'll talk a little bit about a little different perspective about what Yom Kippur is all about, okay? So what we are going to spend time to analyze is the Ramchal, how the Ramchal and Reb Tzodok explain, because they follow the same line of thought. So we'll follow the handout. It says, Maimar Chochma, Inyan Achas Ve'acha, Achas, Achas Ve'achas. We know that when the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the blood of the Korbanos, and I think that we do a whole ritual by Musaf, we say Achas, Achas Ve'achas, Achas Ushtayim, Achas Ve'sholosh. So there was what Chazal says, Achas Lamali would sprinkle one further away, and the other seven closer. And you'd like always count that one separately. So the Ramchal, in his Kavonas of the Machzor, explains the following. Ki hine kol ma shegorim im achatoyim, shor hazayin hatachtoyin shebesfira zechoshech. When a person does any actions, and we're going to see how Reb Tzodok explains, our actions have actually meaning. In other words, we have relevance. Whatever humans do has an impact. And what he does is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with something that Chazal explained, which are the 10 spheres, the 10 emanations. And the seven lower ones is how God relates to people. As we saw before, right? It's called the six ones, which relate to the six dimensions of the world, which is the three dimensions of space, the three dimensions of time, which is the concept of how God relates to us. As we spoke, it's called the small face, because God's face relates to how we relate to Him. It's a responsive, it's a response to how we see Him. As we mentioned so many times, when Daniel saw on the divine throne, he saw a person sitting. And I told you that Rembrandt got into so much trouble when he did an illustration of a Jewish book. And he struggled then to see who was in God's throne. And he made an old man, and people got very upset. The Arizal asks who was sitting, and the Arizal says that Daniel saw himself sitting in God's throne. He saw himself. Because the reality is God is a reflection of us. But so our actions have relevance, not only what relates to us, which is the seventh sphere, but even how God relates to us. His relation to us is a function of us. So says Ramchal, when a person does something wrong, those lights, those emanations, they darken. And the Ra has the ability to grow according to the darkness of that. And what he's going to explain is that those, there are three higher Sfirot. And one of them, which we're going to spend today time, and we're going to analyze the concept of Bina, of understanding. Understanding can change the reality in a higher realm. Al kol achas me'azayin sfira sele deize chozer oram u'mitkaber. The only way to bring light from somebody that darkened because of our actions is by having this idea of Bina bringing them light. And the Ra automatically dissipates. And that's what it means. You throw one sprinkle further away, and that sprinkle relates to the Bina, to the concept of understanding, which is higher than the other Sefirot, so that's why it goes further. That's why we say Achas. Then he brings down lower, seven lower sprinkles, klapi matla ira sevres rotachtunot, to relate to the seven lower sfirot. And the intention of the Kohen Gadol when he does that is to be able to enlighten, to bring light from the Bina. That's why he says he wants to bring Bina into the understanding, into each one of the seven lower sfirot. And that's why he says, Achas. But then achas ve'achas, that one bina should go to a lower one. Ve'haynu achas, achas ve'achas, achas u'shtayim, pirush. Achas she'izeisi lemala, that sprinkle which I did further away. V'hi lebina, that relates to the concept of understanding. V'achaz lemata v'yesod, I want her to go down to the lower sphera, which is called the chesed. We know the six lower ones is chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hod, yesod, malchus. Those are the lower ones. Achaz sheizeti lemala bina, ushtam lemata legvura. Achaz lemala bina, v'shalosh lemata letiferes, v'chen lemalchus. This is the kavon of the King Godel, to bring Bina into the lower spheres. That's why he says, Achas one, and then one with a lower one. A higher one, the Bina, with a lower one. He's bringing Bina into the lower spherot. This is the Ramchal. Now, what does that mean? Okay, how do you translate into regular English? And how does it apply to us? Because we'll see the Yom Kippur is the concept of Bina, what Chazal call Elohim Chaim. And tonight's shiur is that he devoted to explain this Ramchal. And we're going to see how Reb Tzodek approaches it, which I think is an amazing, amazing idea. Yes? So,
being informed
in the sphere separately, Bina informs each one separately. That's why we say Achas ve'achas, Achas u'shtayim, Achas ve'sholesh. Bina comes to rectify, to change, to bring light to something that was darkened. This is the concept of the Azarot, and this is what Ramchal writes in his Machzor. To explain this, let's see what Reb Tzodek explains in Takanat HaShavim. Aval be'emet, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'bitruin in Bri'ah Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to create problems for us. Le'atil aleim gzerot kedei la'anisham. God doesn't want to punish us. Im yavru, meaning that God's not trying to give us mitzvot and to have an accountability to make us responsible and accountable for things to hurt us. Well, ze amru b'brishit rabba, that's what the Midrash says. She'al tomar l'ratchem natati Torah. Don't ever think that God gave us the Torah for our detriment. Lo nitna era letovatchem. God says, I only gave the Torah for you good. Ve'in rotzono lomar l'ratchem amash, meaning the Midrash not coming to tell you that God did not want to give us the mitzvot to hurt us. Don't ever imagine that God wanted to hurt us. Don't even think that God gave us commandments and they are just dry commandments. Listen to my will. I had 630 wills. That's my willing, you follow. It's not just blind ideas. Because otherwise this would be terrible. Shema Roif, meaning God knows that we are failing creatures. So clearly, if he gave us all these mitzvot, in the end, he's trapping us. This is nothing but entrapment. Ve'in adam tzadik ba'aretz. There's no tzadik here in the world, so what's the purpose of giving all those mitzvot? Just to make us fail. Ube'babasra, Ruben Begezel, the Gemara says that most people, in one way or the second, transgress mitzvot. If it would have been dry commandment, it would have been better not to give it to us. Why? To put us in a situation that we can fail and probably fail. Aval be'emet ha'Torah hu tfus ma'aseh b'reishis. Says Reb Tzodek, you should know that's just the opposite. The Torah is the blueprint of creation. Kumo shomer b'reishit rabba, like the b'reishit rabba, we know Rashi already quotes, Istakel, the Zohar writes, Istakel b'orayta about Alma. The world, the Torah, is the blueprint of creation. Ukifi chukia b'riyah echrechu lishmor chukia Torah. And therefore, the Torah is only allowing us, enabling us to relate to the world. It's nothing but a guide. Kede lekayim ha'olam v'chatoyim tirdof ro. Kihu avera atzmo rodoftem. You should know something, that the reward and the punishment, it's not a reward for doing something. The act alone is the reward, and the act alone is the destruction. So in other words, God created the world, that the world that is imperfect, and our actions are relevant and make a difference. And the difference is that our actions alone is what creates and destroys the universe. So therefore, it's not that God is punishing us. We are punishing it ourselves. We are creating. God gave us and created us as incomplete beings, and we are the ones who complete and make ourselves. By the way, that's why the Pasuk says, Asher bara Elokim lasot. God created the world to be made. He gave us the world in an incomplete stage to allow us to complete, for us to be partners. When Hashem said, Nase Adam, let us make man, the Sfatemet says, who did God say in the plural, let us make man? He told us, let me and you build yourself. God creates the potential and we develop the potential. That's why we mentioned so many times that in the big scheme of things, God is the male because he's the one who gives the potential, gives the semen, and we humans and all creation are the females because we take that and develop it. So the mitzvot are nothing but the tools for development. Torah, Matan Torah was nothing but telling us the secrets of the universe to know what works and what doesn't work. In other words, the reality of the world is a world incomplete that needs a form of completion. But the world was never given a guide of how to achieve that completion. The Torah is that guide, is enabling us to bring perfection to ourselves. That's why God says, choose life. It's not that if you do this as a quid pro quo, we get life. The mitzvot alone are life. Because this is the blueprint and the secret of creation, that is the last mile. That's what's missing from creation, the spirit ingredient. And that's why tshuva should not help. Because if you destroyed something, you can't rebuild it. The mitzvot themselves are the tikkun. If the tikkun is not done, what does tshuva help? In good Yiddish, it's far found. If we miss the opportunity is gone. So how can you rebuild it? Im gufa davar mitzad atzmo ra umar bevi onesh. If what you did is destroyed, what does it help? Halema davar dome. Says Rav Tzodek, what's the analogy? Le'adam shepasa be'atzmo. Somebody hurt himself. Hayoyil ma shitcharet achar kach. If somebody hurt himself, somebody shot himself. Regret can change. The reality, regret, you could regret a million times. The regret is to enable, to stop somebody from punishing you. But the action made is made. If you hurt yourself, you have to put a bandage. And if you actually, God forbid, amputated your own hand, you have nothing to do. So what does tshuva do? If your actions are impactful, if we have relevance, what we do makes a difference. So tshuva should never ever help it. You should know that Torah is the spiritual life for ourselves. And if you do something wrong, you're destroying yourself. You're not being punished for what you do. Your action alone is the punishment. And therefore, in the regular work of things, tshuva should never help. This is how God created the world. He created the spiritual system that gave us the ability to change, to create and destroy. The world and us, we were created in a perfect symmetry. As we spoke so many times, the universe and the person and the human are copies of themselves. There's a great book by Jeffrey West. It's called this great book. He's one of the great now. And Jeffrey West writes this book. It's called Scale. And you realize that all of creation is the same system scaled up and scaled down. And today, the physicists are working with biologists to show that there is a system. It's all a replication of the same system scaled up and scaled down. And the Kabbalists always said that. The world and the human is the exact same thing, just in different scales. And the same way a person does a mitzvah, he changes the world and he changes himself. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yitbarach bara hatshuva. However, the tshuva is something that comes not after the chet. It's something that comes before the chet. bora bifkodem laolam vikodma latoira gam ken kish madrega gvoha yoter. Tshuva is actually not after the avera, is before and higher than the reality of this world. Shemagia lesham kvar aval lemala migvul olam. When you enter the world of tshuva, you're entering the world of the heart. It's an imaginary world, which is actually the blueprint of the world. It's almost like stem cells. You have cells, but the world of tshuva is the world that created, that brought the world. So tshuva, don't ever think that tshuva is after what we do. This is the source of actions. And that's what's called bina. Bina is the understanding, is that multiple. In the world of quantum people, it's the most understood. We always know that the world of quantum tells you that the reality that exists in the world is just one of the probabilities, one of the outcomes of the many possible outcomes and everything. Every single thing is a probability distribution, and the reality is one of distributions coming into reality. Yes? Right. Yes.
If the two would bring before, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you can't do anything.
Why can't you go back to the source? We'll get there. That's a great question, Egel. Why don't you go? But we go, let's first understand tshuva, and you understand how that is true. So the concept of tshuva is going to something called the blueprint, the understanding of the world. Kibiyochol, you go back to that probability distribution. And on that world, you could change the reality through consciousness without actually doing it. It's exactly like if you go to quantum, right? And you created something wrong, you go back to the probability distribution and you rejigger it. V'in chatoi, yitzia zachuki magim l'sham. The chet doesn't reach bina. Bina is pristine. Bina is that kernel of the world that comes before creation and is the source of creation. Bina is called Elokim Chaim. Zochreinu l'chaim lemancho Elokim Chaim. Elokim Chaim is Elokim, is Baal HaKochot Kulam, is the name of God who controls all the powers, which emanates life. The world of the heart is the world that precedes Kimimenu Totzois Chaim. The same way the heart is what motivates, what creates actions, it is a source of action. When you go back to the world of heart, you could reconstruct reality from that side, which is beyond the world of reality. That world of virtual reality is higher than the world of reality. To take a look at it, it says, "Vezeu p'tichat shar ledofke b'tshuva." Always tshuva is seen as opening a gate. What gate it is? Hemashari tshuva de lemala, because you're going to a higher realm, which is actually above time. Mikol ha'shorim shel nahagas ha'olam is a time of lifnei ashrechem Yisrael, mikve Yisrael Hashem, lifnei mi Hashem metaharim umi metahareschem. Tshuva is always compared to a mikveh. The pasuk says mikve Yisrael Hashem. Not only it's called mikve Yisrael Hashem, we all know that. The Rambam writes, if somebody does vidui and doesn't do charota, is ketoivel v'sheretz biyodri. It's like he goes to a mikveh and sheretz biyodri. What is going to a mikveh? A mikveh is basically going to the water, which is water, is the source of life, is recreating yourself. It's a recreation. It's like the amniotic fluid. When you go to water, we go ahead and we become immersed in water, which means we become water is potential, so we go back to our source and we come back as a new person. It's like a new beginning. It's basically a probability distribution that you chose another being to come out. Tshuva is the mikveh of the heart. You're going back to the source. You're going to back to the source and changing it in a virtual sense beyond time. Vehem gam kenashorim niftoche b'yom kippurim. In Yom Kippur is the day of tshuva. You should know that Mekubalim say that in the day of Yom Kippur, we leave the world of physical. and we enter into a different state of consciousness. And that state of consciousness is the state of consciousness that you go and you reach a high level, a level of understanding, a level of feelings, which is beyond the world of physical. And by changing that, you're able to change the physical reality as a byproduct. Says in the Rambam, a person tshuva has to be, to that he has to take, and it's so important. Yom Kippur, we start with Kol Nidrei. What is Kol Nidrei? Kol Nidrei is that you go and you announce that you are voiding all your nulling, all of your vows of the future year. Everything that you do is nothing. What does that mean? Why do you start with Kol Nidrei? Because Yom Kippur is a big Kol Nidrei. We are creating ourselves anew. We're saying, I want to be different. All of Yom Kippur is that we regret the past, but our regret the past is towards the future. Rabbi Yoshe Beer writes in Harikedem, if you pay attention to the Rambam, there's no such a thing as Jewish regret. Jews are full of regrets. But Chazal say, Rishoyim are full of regrets. Every regret has to lead into you being something else different. Right? Yodei alav yoyita olumus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you testimony that you never do it again. The regret is such that will make you change for the future. It's always a recreation of the future. Says the Rambam, a person has to be so much regret that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can testify on him that he'll never do it again. Ad sheyoyid alav yodei talumus sheliyachzor lekisloit. So we always think that that's the difficulty of tshuva. The tshuva has to be that God has to testify on us that we'll never do it again. Says Rav Utner, it's just the opposite. That's what makes tshuva such an easy thing. Usually, we know that what's special about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is that we don't have the sotan. Because Yom Kippur, you know, that hasotan is begimatria, what, 364? And today, Yom Kippur is the 365th day that you don't have the Sotan. That's why the HaSotan is Begimatria 364. And I always say it's very disingenuous. You know why? Because the word Sotan, if you look at it, is 359. If you add the word HaSotan, the Sotan, makes it 354. One second, why HaSotan? Maybe the Sotan is 365. Once you add any preposition, you could add any preposition. It makes no sense. But says Rav Utner something so beautiful. We know that the Yetzirah is the Yetzirah, and you have the Sotan, and you have the Malach HaMavis. And the Gemara says they are the same. What does that mean? What's the Sotan? What's the job of the Sotan? The job of the Sotan is to demand proof. To say, listen, you are what you are. What's the Sotan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Iyov, Iyov is a Yirei Hashem. So the Sotan says, okay, let's test him. Let's see if he's real. Prove yourself. The proof is on the pudding. That's the Sotan. The Sotan is the one that requires the Hey Hayidia, the Vi. Show me. Show me who you are. Yom Kippur is the only day, every day of the year. Reality is not but by a virtual reality. Wanting, dreaming, imagining doesn't help. We could imagine and dream life, who we want to be, and it doesn't help. If we want to be a tzaddik, be a tzaddik. You can't imagine yourself as a tzaddik. Because the Sotan tells me, if you are a tzaddik, prove it. The proof is on the pudding. Hey, ha'idiyah. Know what the hey is? Whenever you put the hey, tells you this what it is. When Yom Kippur is the day that we go to a level of consciousness, which is bina, which is the probability distribution, that we can imagine ourselves to be who we are. And that is how we are judged and viewed. Because the HaSotan doesn't exist. The Sotan doesn't exist. You don't have to prove yourself. If Hashem knows that that's what you want to be, it's who you are. It's the day that we go into outside of the world of physical, of reality, to the world of virtual reality. It's a Kol Nidrei. That we say, all the vows of next year, I don't want anymore. So I am a good guy for next year. You're doing a great Kol Nidrei on ourselves. That's how we set ourselves to Yom Kippur. It's the day that we make ourselves of who we want to be. without having to actually be that. See, if somebody sent me a great message. See, we are so worried always of how we behave between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Probably it's more important how we behave from Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, just see the other person. But if you realize Yom Kippur, that's what it is. Yom Kippur is that we take what we made ourselves, who we want to be from Yom Kippur, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and imagine and make us that this is who I want to be from Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur Zeh, Ad Yom Kippur Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. And this is a great gift. You know what it is? That you could create yourself of who you want to be without to actually have to be it. And the whole life, we are just bringing the plan into realization. It's basically nothing but a quantum movement, that there is a distribution of who you can be, and you can select, this is who you want to be. And during the year, that distribution, that probability will come into reality. Is the ability to come into reality. Is enabling us to bring the plan into fruition. And that's why this is the Elohim Chaim, the source of life of Yom Kippur. And this is entering into a different realm. That's why the Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh HaKodoshim. We go into our own hearts, which is our own Kodesh HaKodoshim. We go into a different dimension. We step into a different dimension. The same way that in physical sense, when God entered into a dimension that was impossible to enter the whole year, we enter into the world of tshuva, which is this world of the recreation of reality in a virtual sense through our own hearts. The same way the Kodesh HaKodoshim in the physical world, who liba de cholara, the alma ein sham. The heart of the world is the Kodesh HaKodoshim. V'taman halev mevin roza de bina eloh. This is the heart of the universe. Shu alma de osi. This is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a virtual reality. You realize that in Olam Haba, we live with our own virtual reality. You know that the Olam Haba is not an existence, is an imaginary existence that we imagine ourselves. You realize that the Olam Haba that we construct is the world that we construct, is our own virtual reality. Don't ever think there is Olam Haba, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take us to a new place. They are taking into our Olam Haba. That's why Chazal always say, Olamcha tireh bechayecha, you should see your world. That ability to create a reality in the world, in the realm of thought, is the idea of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is that ability to create a world in the realm of thought. It's much higher than the physical reality of the six sides that we live here. That's why the Pasuk says, Yomim Yutzaru, many days were created, Velo Echad Bayim, and one of them belongs to him. Ze Yom HaKippurim, Chazal says Yom Kippur, כמו שאמרו בתנא דבליה ורבא, שהשם יזבורך כוב השונה, שהוא דוגמא סביל, הקדוש ברוך הוא created in the world, the same way in the physical. The same way in the physical, you have Kodesh HaKodoshim, which is virtual reality. The Chazal say never took space, or in the Minamida, there is a day which also doesn't take space. כי הוא משמש בו אלו שטח הזמן, יום אחד שהוא מדרג אליון למשל יום. There's one day that we believe that we enter into a different level of consciousness. שם שיבה סמי הבניין. וגם על שבס נדרשם, שגם כמנוי למהבו. Shabbos is a dogma to Olam Haba. Shabbos is Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosin. That we are able to step out of the world of physical. V'yom ha-nikpur v'nikra Shabbos Shabbosin. Yusoy d'ashe hei ha-tachtoin yunez b'hei ha-elyoina v'yom ha-kippur m'sod hei elyonat. When in the Shem Hashem, there is the hei nivro Olam Haza. The hei, there is a double hei. There is one lower hay, which is the Shabbos, which is the regular weekday. On Yom Kippur, you're able to transition to the higher hay, to the first hay, to the hay of Bina. Ve'alken azman ha'tshuva. And this is the avod of Yom Kippur, is the avod of tshuva, is life of tshuva. Creating a virtual reality in the world, which is in a higher level of consciousness. Kol ha'seres ha'tshuva, ki kol ha'tvorim, kulim b'leim, kulim ha'shlem ha'kanoida. This is the apex of ha'seres ha'tshuva. Interestingly enough, if you look at the Pasuk, Yomim Yutzaru, many days were created, Velo Echad Bayim, one day belongs to God. But the law with a vav is how we read. But how it's written is law with an aleph, that not one of them belongs to God. And the question is, why does it say the lamed with an aleph, which means not one day belongs to God? And we read that one day does belong to Hashem is Yom Kippur. Meaning, why is the reading exactly the opposite of the way it's written? So the Maharal always says, because the world, the Torah, how it's written, relates to the world of visual, the world is changeable. The tangible world, Yom Kippur, is like every other day. The subway runs the same way, the stock market is open the same way, this is Shabbos, so there's no stock market, but the world runs the same way. The law, the way how we read, is how we perceive, is our level of consciousness. Yom Kippur is a form of reading the world. You can't visualize, but you can feel it. That's why Yom Kippur, the special part of Yom Kippur, is not how it's written, but how it's read, how you experience it. All of Yom Kippur is a form of experience. It's a form of experience of going back to the source. All of Yom Kippur is going back. You're not going forward. You're going back to the source and recreating yourself back from the source. So continues the Psalm, V'yom HaKippurim B'Shabbat B'Shana Hu Dugmas Kodesh HaKodosh Bo'Olam. This is the Kodesh HaKodosh Bo'Olam. The same way in the physical, the Kohen God went to the Kodesh HaKodosh, all of us enter the heart, which is the Kodesh HaKodosh of the person. V'Sham Ikar HaTshuva D'Levov Yovit. The day of Yom Kippur is going back into a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of feelings. It's entering into the Kodesh HaKodosh of the person, which is the heart. V'Achaz Mimitzvah Zatoira. This is the power of tshuva. And now we're going to skip a little bit, but what he says is the same way the Kodesh HaKodoshim. You are not allowed to have anybody in the Pesach Mikdash. He says, nothing, no human was allowed to be in the Pesach Mikdash when the Kohen God entered the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Because it's a world that's not here. It's going into a different dimension. Yom Kippur is the same exact idea. All of Yom Kippur, for us to know that Yom Kippur is making us into a new person. A person has to step into a new level of reality. And it's not a reality that you can share with anybody. It's a reality that you have to feel. It's not going out. We always think the Kodesh HaKodoshim is going out and imagine the Kohen Gadol going somewhere. Everybody experiences Kodesh HaKodoshim by going inwards. That is going inwards in the heart, into the world of desire, is the only day that who we want to be is who we are judged to be. If we go ahead and we want to cancel all the vows from next year, that is our reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always in the world, created the world, that there is an in-between step. God creates the world, but before there was a blueprint, and the blueprint comes into reality. Chazal say that the fetus, before he's born, he learns the entire Torah, and then when he's born, he forgets, and he has to learn it again. What's the purpose of learning and forgetting? Because the idea is that you always have a blueprint, the dream, the image, then you construct. This is always the case. There is always a pristine world. Chazal say that God created the world. He created the world into a pristine form called the world of Machshava, and then the world came to fruition step by step. Let me tell you interestingly, the male and the female were supposed to be created facing each other. That was the Machshava. How they came about into beings that were attached back to back, God separated them, and they go from merry ways and they get married. Because there's always a pristine plan. Yom Kippur allows you to create your pristine form of yourself, that all of life you're going to try to bring about. It's the day to dream of who you want to be. It's the day of Kol Nidre. And this is called Eim Habonim Smecha. This is what is the Kodesh HaKodoshim of Yom Kippur. Says Rav Tzodek, that's exactly it. That's why it's Achas Lemala, which is Bina. You have always that prototype. And changes the Shivas Yemei Bereishis. The Achas Lemala of the sprinkles, which is Bina, is Yom Kippur. The Shiva Lemata are the 7 days of the week, and truly the 7 Jewish holidays. And that's what I'm told is good to see on the next one. We'll skip to the next page. Machshevos Chorutz, okay? Oishuches is the next paragraph. V'yom ha-kippurim u'shabes shabosin, mashi yisrol mekachi yomechad gmas ha-shabes. Yom Kippur is like the Shabbos. In the week, Yom Kippur is in the year. Ki gam ha-shabes dekavu ha-vekam ekifin shidiv ha-koidem ha-chet ha-yaliyo eskulo kodesh l'ashem. You realize that the Shabbos, there was a pristine Shabbos. Adam HaRishon was created when? Was created on Friday. Chazal say that Shabbos for Adam HaRishon is the first day of the week. You realize the Gemara, the Tzaddik Zohar to quote in a second, if somebody's lost in the desert and he has to create a Shabbos, one man Domer says he starts with Shabbos and he counts 6 days of the week. Why? Because Adam HaRishon started with Shabbos. Why? Because that's the idea. Shabbos is the day that you create the image of who you want to be, and the 6 days of the week you bring the East about. That's why the first Jewish holiday after Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the creation of man. What's the first Jewish holiday that we have after the creation of man? Is Yom Kippur. No, it's Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbosin. Shabbos that you have is the Chon, is the stepping stone for Shabbos, Shabbosin. It's the ultimate Shabbos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us. This is His creation. Now we have to create ourselves. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the potential, Rosh Hashanah. On Yom Kippur, we imagine who do we want to be. By being who we want to be, that's what Yom Kippur sets up. I always said Franz Rosenzweig, if anybody knows, he was a big, and I mentioned always the story, Franz Rosenzweig was a great philosopher and he was going to be a Christian. And his parents told him, his mother told him, listen, before you become a Christian, you should go to Yom Kippur to shul. So he lived in Frankfurt, I think it was in Frankfurt in Germany, but he had a Orthodox shul right next to his house. He went there, and after the experience of Yom Kippur, he decided not to convert to Christianity, and he became a religious Jew. And that was the Yom Kippur that changed his life. He became who he was, defined by Yom Kippur. This is the experience that all of us have to have. Yom Kippur is the day that you have a level of consciousness that we can create ourselves into whoever we want to be. That's the world b'machshava. That's Yodiyah Doilev Talumris. This is the day the Sotan doesn't say you have to be who you prove to be. We can be who we imagine ourselves to be. This is ultimately the Chasim Alechaim. The Kosveinu Lechaim is who we want to be. And that's Yom Kippur. By the way, that's why there is a mitzvah. That's the Shloss says why the minag is to go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Because all of Yom Kippur is going to mikveh. He's going to the mikveh, to the amniotic fluid, and coming out a new creature. This is just a representation of what we're going to be doing the day of Yom Kippur. By the way, that's why all the tefillahs, there is such a focus in Chazal of how many times the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh. Who cares about how many times we went to the mikveh? Because all of Yom Kippur is going to the mikveh. That's why you went 10 times to the mikveh. Okay. No, sorry, he went 5 times to the mikveh, 10 times he changed his clothing. Okay. Take a look what he says. There was a pristine Shabbos. That pristine Shabbos was supposed to be, if not for Chet Etzadat. After Chet Etzadat, Shabbos became also a physical day. Shabbos is a very day of spirituality, but day of spirituality that we spend most of the time in physical things which are just a waste. The days which are special outside of the realm of life is the day of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Vedo vedo chada. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the exact same thing. Ze kodem achet veze lachar shechotah. Shabbos is a Shabbos that we have in the physical, that we eat and they drink, and it's sometimes so hard to have the feeling of spirituality because it's after Chet Etzadas. Yom Kippur is how Shabbos was supposed to be before Chet Etzadas, to enter into that dimension, which is not the dimension of physical. Shetzorech Yom Kippur Mechabe Apol Bezim Lokdusha Shashabosen Shel Kol HaShona. And Davka Shabbos Shabosen, which is Yom Kippur, changes all the Shabbosen of the Shona. Ve'al ken nikre Yom Kippur Shabbos Shabosen Shel Shabbos HaMikubatz Mishabbatot HaShona. This is the Shabbos, which is the ultimate, that we not physical, we don't eat, we don't drink. We are like Malochim. It's a day of internal introspection. Shel HaKodesh Mitzad Zekavu Vekam Yisrael Mekacheli Machdisim Oysa B'Yom HaKippurim Shiyoysel Meyoin Elam Habo Shebo Achila Vishtiyah. And that's truly the feeling of Elam Habo. V'hu Anaycha Nimshem Mechdusha D'Shishe Me Yontef. And this is the apex of the 6 days of Yontef. In Chazal, we have 6 days of Yontef and 1 day of Shabbos. We have 1 day of Rosh Hashanah in Torah. We have 1 day of Shavuos. You have 2 days of Pesach. You have 2 days of Sukkos. Those are the 6 days of the week. And the ultimate Shabbos of that holidays is Yom Kippur. Is the day that we go into higher dimension. Al derech Shabbos b'shishim ma'aseh v'tzelach Shabbos borach hem mikoydim shishim ma'aseh v'achar kach b'yom ha'shvi'i Shabbos. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, there were 6 days of the week that led to Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 6 days of the week, and Shabbos is the last day of the week. Aval etzel hodem, but for us, in our creation of ourselves, lo hayaken, that's not what it is. Ki u nivra b'yom ha'shishi, we're created on Friday, v'nichnas l'Shabbos miyad, and the first full day of our creation is Shabbos. V'ya Shabbos yoyim rishon l'minyonu, Shabbos is the first day of our creation. K'mo she'omru b'Shabbos marsover k'odom ha'rishon. That the mandomar that says that a person is lost in the midbar starts from Shabbos, because that's odom ha'rishon. V'mitzad odom tzorach l'konas b'kodom l'kdusha miyad, v'achar kach halvay sh'iskayim b'miyam ha'izeh. All of the idea is, you can't be somebody. In life, we don't have a time or day that we can plan who we want to be. Yom Kippur is the day that we can imagine who we want to be. It's the Shabbos of the days of the week. This is the first Shabbos that defines what the year is all about, that defines how the year looks. Yom Kippur is there, Yom Kippur is above. Sholo iskachashu, sholo mikoy akdusha, shekolo kvar biyom ha-shabbos. V'yual derech, kedima, anoichi, lelo yelecho. That's why Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is the first thing before Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim. First, you have to have Kedusha, and from that level of consciousness, you could bring reality to fruition. The same way that all of the world, there is always a Kedusha who created the world in potential and then realized that potential, that is what life is all about. ומן דאמר כי בריאוס אשר לא יהיה לו מסביר עלי כי מקדוש אשר בסקביע וקיים מצד השם יסבורך עצמו ולא ישתר בוס מני אודם יש לנו לעשות כמו שמצד יסבורך. One man דאמר says that Shabbos is the end of the week. One man דאמר says that Shabbos, when you don't know when Shabbos is at the beginning of the week. Says of Tzodek, the difference is מצד השם ומצד אודם. מצד השם, Shabbos is the culmination of Adam. He created the world to take it to Shabbos. For us, it's always the opposite. You always take the idea and you bring it to fruition. Always you take a plan. God is perfect. For us, we have to know what perfection is to be able to the world of reality. If you realize that the world of Tishrei and the world of Nisan, Tishrei is from the end to the beginning, Taf, Shin, and Resh. You always have to be soif mindset is always be machshav atchila. There is no such a thing that the soft mindset goes on its own. The soif mindset, I always say, when you go and you plan a class, you have to have in the first class the plan of the last class, because then it's all leading. You have the full picture. You're just trying to build something that you have the image. Soif mindset. Mitzad Adam is always the Machshava Tchila. The Machshava Tchila is Yom Kippur. And this is how we become Yom Kippurim Zeh, Yom Kippurim Abo. And I think this is the Chiddush of the Kabbalah. Don't ever think the Tshuva is after we did what we did, we try to clean it up. Clean it up doesn't work. And that's why there is a famous story, not famous story, Rebbe Elchanan says that he has the Chofetz Chaim. The Gemara says like this. Says in Rabbi Yoina, one of the greatest gifts is tshuva. And that's a great kindness of Hashem to give us tshuva. So Rabbi Chon asked the Chofetz Chaim, why is that such a kindness? The Gemara says that if you did mitzvahs all your life, and the last second of your life you regret everything that you have done, you lose all your mitzvahs. Toi ha'al rishonis. So the same way you lose all your mitzvahs, if you regret, you lose your yaveris. So why one is better than the other? So Rabbi Chon himself answers the same thing as the Kabbalim. What the Gemara is talking about, regret. Regret is getting punishment or getting reward. That's not so important. But you can't change reality. Regrets don't change reality. You did what you did. If you killed somebody, you could regret from today till tomorrow, the person is dead. You might not get punished. Hashem might have mercy on you. But you regret your regret. Meaning, how many decisions you make in life and we regret? And the regret might be a catharsis, might be therapeutical, but doesn't change the reality. Tshuva changes the reality. And that is why tshuva only exists in mitzvahs, in averus. Meaning only tshuva is for the good, is a great chesed. Because it allows you, tshuva is not post-mortem, is going to the source and changing it, and reimagining it, and creating a new reality. Tshuva is the creation of a new reality, is going to the mikveh life. And that's why tshuva is different than anything else, and tshuva is the greatest gift. Tshuva is going back to the source. That's why Yom Kippur is the ultimate day that we go back to the source. That's why the ultimate Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, that the Gavodim get freed, and every land that was sold goes back to the source. And that is why it's called Bina. This is the idea of Achas Lemala. Always you have to have Achas Lemala and Shiva Lemata. The Shiva Lemata can only come if they are influenced, if they are colored, they're informed by the Achas Lemala. Yom Kippur is the Achas Lemala and the crowning event of the year. The crowning event of the year allow us to benchmark ourselves and to change ourselves into who we want to be. That's the world of Machshava that comes before the world of Ma'aseh. And this is the greatest. By the way, this is the story of the Egel. What is Yom Kippur? The Tzaddik will say, we know that Torah was given to us on Shabbos. But the Torah that was given was lost, and we were able to reconstruct the Torah with Luchos HaShniyos on Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of the giving of Luchos HaShniyos. Luchos HaShniyos of the Egel is this. You know what Luchos HaShniyos is? That we're giving Luchos HaShniyos, and this is our picture, and all of our life is rebuilding that that was built. This is humans. Humans are that we can imagine Luchos HaShniyos and have a life to make it happen. Yom Kippur is that Luchos HaShniyos, that the Luchos HaShniyos, we are imagining them, and through that imagination, we create a world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, that we are in a day which is very special. You don't need to go, ki korv aled lecha dover meoid beficha ubilvovcha lasoisei. The Kodesh HaKadosh is going back to our hearts, is to feel who we want to be. Who is the imagination? Who is the Yom Kippur? Who is the day of that we're trying to be? The Shabbos that informs our life, the Minei Mizborchim Kol Yoima, is the day of Yom Kippur, that we are not going Chas V'Shalom back afterwards. We are going back to the source. It's not that we're rectifying something that was lost. And therefore you should always know, in Jewish life, Rishoyim are full of Harotas. If you look at the past, and you're constantly regretting the past, that's what Rishoyim are. Rishoyim are people who their lives are full of regrets. There is no such a thing as a regret in Jewish life. Every regret is only the prototype or the ability to make us in the future right. Yom Kippur is a Kabbalah Lehaba, is not a Harota. Says Rabbi Yoshe Ber, if you look at the Rambam, there is no such a thing as Harota. Every Harota the Rambam quotes is a Kabbalah Lehaba. Our failures are stepping stones to success. The reason why we introspect and to say, I want to be different. And I want to be different is the day of Yom Kippur. So therefore, Yom Kippur, see, Mila Chabad is even not to say sliches during a Sesame Tshuva. Because the tshuva of the past is before Rosh Hashanah. Aser Semi Tshuva in Yom Kippurim is using our failures, but not dwelling on them, but using them to build ourselves better in the future. Is the prototype, is the image of the future, is not a picture of the past. And that's the idea of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us indeed that this is a day that we have the ability to create our own selves and to make us to be what we want to be. And then we have the whole year to bring that plan into realization. But without the Sof Ma'aseh B'Machshava Tchila, there is no Sof Ma'aseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to indeed experience that. Have a Gmar Chasima Tova and hopefully a easy and meaningful Yom Kippur.